How do I live up to that? Well, just back from Toronto, Ontario, having a nice visit there. And so often it seems when I go away, I come back and speak, so I'm very happy to be here once more. Can we just move this stand back? Because I don't know which way I'm going to, I'll probably go that way. For those that know me, I tend to walk around and get out. Well, today we're talking about attitudes. Such an enlivened topic after a beautiful meditation by Trish. So now we're going to get down to some practical things. I'm trying to organize myself here a little bit. So let me just, for those of you that are not familiar with my work with the tarot, I started when I was a great 20 years old. And it's quite a long time ago. All through the years, I have utilized the tarot, like 78 pages of the Unbound Book of Wisdom. And last time I was here, I got to speak about some of the higher arcana and what it was talking about. So when Lynn phoned me up and said, how would you like to do something on attitudes? I said, for fun. So we're going to go through now. I've printed out some cards, but not everyone's going to be able to see that I'm going to go through. But I think I'm going to hold them up as I go and see how that works. Because in the symbology, basically, we've got four suits. In the four suits, maybe I can see some Christian lights, so I'm going to go back. The tarot that I work with came out in 1910, so it's over 100 years old. And it still amazes me to this day how much it relates to our lives. And there's 22 what we call the higher arcana, higher secrets, and then there's 56 lower arcana, lower secrets. Now those 56 symbols break down into four suits, and they have numbers 1 to 10. And then they have four court cards, what we call court cards. I hope my accent doesn't get in the way there. Those court cards are a page, a knight, a queen, and a king. Now my teacher originally taught us that these were attitudes to life, and that was one of the big differences he had from what was being taught at that time. That was only one of the differences, there were others. So for instance, I'm going to go through, this is the Page of Wands, and we have, the Nine of Wands, which is Queen of Wands, King of Wands. Now, what are wands? According to me. There's a great dispute in the tarot community about this. They relate to the element of fire, and they relate to your thinking. So when we, for instance, look at, she can help me here. We're going to go that way again. That'd be perfect. In the page, what we see here, this is a person that's very involved in their thinking. There's lots of other things here. These little green shoots are your creativity and your mind going. But what he's doing is he's not seeing all that. He's only seeing one single little thing. And so this is where we get absorbed in our thinking. So the attitude is basically that you are all caught up with what's happening and not seeing the bigger picture. Now, if you can hold up the next one, which is the Knight of Wands. I'm trying to check out the time of how much I get to speak on this. Now, the Knight of Wands, all knights are on horses. So they really represent how you do action. What is the action that you do? How do you place that? The Knight of Wands I like to see because it means getting up and actually going ahead and doing it. He has commanded his horse. It's ready to gallop. He's got a lot more control in this elements and the symbology that talks about that than the page. Oh, you bless your heart. You've got pages and knights up. Okay, we don't need these. Thanks for letting me figure it out. Thanks, Trish. And so what happens if you look at the knight there on the horse, you've got the page on the bottom and then the knight. Now in the symbology, they've got little salamanders on their tunics, and the salamanders are the element of fire. And if you look, some have their tails in their mouths and some don't. That is because the tail, when we have a tail in our mouth like here,
That means that, that someone is in command, means you're in command of what you know. As we get further, you'll see more and more that the king has a lot. But this is about action. So there's an attitude of going for it. And that person is going to go after what they want,
where perhaps the page will think about it. Now the queen, if we have queens as well,
she'll find it. The queen is probably a symbol that I know really, really well because I was her for a long, long time.
Let me hold that up until she gets, she's behind him.
Now, the queen tends to sidetrack herself from what she wants.
The idea or the goal here, this is your goal with this, and there's a little black cat, but look where she's looking. Is she looking where her goal is? And the black cat here represents the fear or your anxiety of following this. So you're going to get sidetracked to do whatever over here. And this is a something one of us, and for me, I know very, very well, that our minds will often do. It will tend to sidetrack us. It will get us involved in something else. So we don't stay on course. How many of you relate to that? I'm sure I'm not alone. Right. Yeah, so that we can have that attitude of being able to get sidetracked and not necessarily work with our ideas. Now remember, all of these just relate to how you think. See, according to me, we create in three ways. We create by how we think, how we feel, and how we respond. And then it'll manifest into the material world. So in the Queen of Wands, what she's doing is that she's not holding into her ideas at all. She's getting caught up because of fear. And one thing I've discovered over the years is our fear is propelled by our thinking. We think it's an emotional issue. But the truth is, it's the mind that creates it and builds it up and builds it up until we begin to sidetrack ourselves away from what we really are wanting to do. Now, the king is a little different. The King of Wands sits on his throne, and all kings are much more established, which is a more established way. And he sits on his throne looking out at his idea. Now, he has vision, but there is a tendency to procrastinate. Now, why he procrastinates, it took me years, I had to go meditate on the symbol years ago, because I couldn't figure out, when I first started reading for the general public, I had these people come in with this, and they get this symbol as an attitude, and I couldn't figure out why they weren't as successful, because they'd come back, thank goodness, right? And then they came back to see what would end up happening, which they weren't succeeding, and I couldn't figure out why. It didn't make sense to me. Now, I'm a person that's short-sighted. I have difficulty with vision. Like, long, I can tell you what I want to do next month, but 10 years from now, I'm going to quit. Yeah. I mean, vision for me, even though I've, ran a company like, for 11 years, and I've done all these kind of things, I was what you would call a vision in the sense of my goals. So twice a year, I really make an effort to create something. Because you do need them. So why was these people who had what I sort of already innately knew, I didn't naturally have, how come? And so I meditated on this couple, and what he told me was that they see very, very clearly, and they see everything that may happen. And they took themselves out of it. Because they forget that in that pathway, as they go along, they will either A, learn what they need to know to overcome whatever that obstacle is, or the road, and I don't know about you, but I found this in my life, the roadway isn't usually straight anyway, so are you divert around what you may think are the obstacles? So he has a little bit of a procrastinational element to him. So how you think, the attitudes that you have around your thinking are really, really important. We want to be like the king, but we don't want to be procrastinator with our ideas. We want to know and have faith and trust that we can move forward to achieve them. So let's go on to the cups. Now, cups represent the emotionality. It's the water sign. It's the element of water. And it's basically about how we can work with things and do things and, all those kind of things. Now, as you know,
Actually, I've run into some people who don't really feel very often, but most of them. And I'm a water sign by my astrology, so I feel lots. Is that how do we handle life? This page here has a fish jumping out of his cup. You'll notice because he's a water sign that he has water lilies on his tunics that are not really open up too much. So again, like all pages are renewed, mature in a way. It's new, it's a new attitude. Much easier to shift, say, than an older attitude. Now, in that page, I always say, how would you feel if a fish jumped out at you? So what does the fish represent? To me, it represents surprises, because I would be very surprised if a fish jumped out at me. Even though I fished for a lot of my early years, I would be really surprised. So how do we handle that? How flexible are we? Do we get caught up with what's going on? Or are we able to say, okay, let me see what I can do about that. Do we take a breath? Do we take a moment and think about it? Because sometimes we've got to add that in there. But what happens very often with this particular symbol as an attitude is that you're going to be very, very much reacting. You're going to be reacting to what's happening without any thought at all. Because you get overwhelmed, and often they'll have other symbology in there that'll say you're overwhelmed, or you're feeling that you don't have any command of your life, and all those things. So those things become really important. My favorite of all the attitudes is this next one. You're not supposed to have favorites and symbols. You know that. But I do. And that's because this knight, on his horse, the horse is walking. Now, you and I both know that a horse can walk all day if it has to. If we've got a gallop, we can't gallop all day. If we're standing still, we're not going anywhere, which we'll see shortly. But he's moving gently, easily, going in the direction he wants to. Everything is geared for ahead. He's got his fish on his tunic going forward. He's got the mercury on his helmet and on his feet. Also signs that he's using his brain, because mercury is thinking, and moving forward. So everything about this is moving forward. He also has in there the river of life, and then you can see he's heading sort of perhaps into some mountainous, because life is not just this plain little valley forever. But it's nice when we reach those times. Mostly we're kind of going up and down, trying to figure everything out. But he's going to reach his destination, because he's doing the action that is necessary to create that which he needs to create. Now, when we get to the Queen of Cups, which is probably my personally least favorite, again, one is not supposed to be prejudiced on these things. I'm not prejudiced, it's kind of the... actually, she reminded me of my mother-in-law. It took me a long time to figure her and this one out. She, you saw what the cups look like, right? So if you look at that cup, does that look anything like it's supposed to? No. Doesn't. And that is because we have this little thing called imagination, which we really want to use. But very often what we'll do is we will take whatever is happening and going on, and we begin to work with it in our minds until we've got this big story going on that has nothing to do with reality at all. And not only that, she has a top on it. So she can't even add more new things too. So she sits there. Now in a lot of the books that you read, it talks about this very psychic woman. Lord help me if I was like this, I tell you. Because to me, as an attitude, but you see, that's because they don't read symbology as attitudes to life. As an attitude, it's again a procrastinating symbol, because she's not moving. We do not know if that water from the ocean is coming in or going out. She's not going to see it, because she's enamored with what her mind has said that this cup really looks like. If you notice on her throne, she has baby mermaids. Is that very mature and adult? Not really, it's pretty. Looks nice. but she's not being realistic.
And then we go to the wonderful King of Cups.
Took me a long time to figure this King of Cups out as an attitude, and it was only in a situation in my life that I had an attitude presented to me that I began to finally go, okay, it's got to be in those court cards somewhere. Where is it? And that was in the wonderful King of Cups. You see, he looks like he's got all his emotions well under control. You'll notice the sea on the bottom, very choppy, by the way. And he sits on his throne with a scepter in his hand, which is repeated on his throne. It's the only thing that's decorated. He has his cup. It's also where he's got his ring on his middle finger, also shows very much in command. If you study where rings are, middle fingers, Saturn, and being in command of things. Fish is around his neck. The fish is also behind him, jumping out, and there's also a boat, but they're going in opposite directions. So there's a little bit of opposition here. He looks like he is totally in command. But that's because he doesn't feel. That's because he believes he's right about everything. I'm sure you're familiar with people who have a little righteous attitude or believe that they are right about everything, no matter what is looking at them. And they know that. You see, he believes in himself so strongly and so well. Look at his face. It's stern. And I haven't talked too much about the faces on the people, but some of them you can see they're very stern or not exactly excited, they don't really have too much in that. But when you consider the time period that this was created, they're like the artist, which was Pamela Coleman Smith, who, by the way, died penniless, which is a shame. The men got all the accolades, not her. So there's a great women's movement about that. But she really got some of the facial elements in the symbology as to how we respond to life, because that's what it's about. How are we responding? Are we really willing? So in a way, I talk about the righteousness element, but it's like there's a lot of judgment. So that means that, now I have read, because when I'm reading very often the symbols change, and this toe here has dipped into the water. And I know the person then has accessibility to how he really feels, which as far as I'm concerned, a good thing. Because we need to know what those feelings are. Just to go back to some of the mythology I work with, is that the emotional way we feel is how our body talks to us. It's what tells us what it really thinks we need to be doing. The thing is, we don't listen at all, often. So a person who really gets this is going to find that they're not really working in a strong sense of being. So cups again represent the emotionality. So wands are how we're thinking, our attitudes are our thoughts, and how we get caught up in our thoughts. So worry, over worry, build things up. The cups is what are we doing with the emotionality of ourselves. And then comes the wonderful swords. Now, if you were to read a book, one of my three tarot books, you would say, swords are the problems and challenges of life. But they are also how we respond to things. How we respond is probably really, really important. Because if we're responding, as often we find with the sword symbology, is with defensiveness and uncertainty, life doesn't work very well. So let's take a look at the page. The page of swords, now I should mention, hang on, let me back up a bit. The swords represent the element of air, the mind, the intellect, the being. So that's why I think it's not so much the thinking. This is where one of the things in the tarot world, they say, this is thinking. I believe this is how we respond. When you look at all the symbology and how it is, it's like what we do. And when we look at the page, there's some things about the page that I find really fascinating. For instance, up in the sky, you have 10 birds that look like a fish. Now, there is in this particular deck a certain amount of Christian symbology, and actually I smiled at the Jesus reference in the first psalm, which we don't usually always have here. But it was like, because it is a master teacher for
thus, and when you think about 1910, Christianity was still upheld as being the religion of the time, and especially in England, where this came from. So this is what we've got, the 10 birds, and the 10 relates to the higher arcana, which is the law of change, the wheel of fortune, the law of change. So he's got that up in the sky. He's on a hill. There's not too much wind. You can tell by the trees, there's a little bit of wind, but the trees aren't bending. And there's all these clouds coming up. Clouds, cloudy horizons, what do we call them? So what's he doing? He's got his sword over his chest, ready to work. Now, most of us think of swords people like this, but he's protecting his heart. This is the beginning of the defensive mode, to be defensive in what he's creating and doing. Now, as we move on from the page to the knight, now remember, knight, we're looking at knight is action, swords is how we respond. Oh, she's got it up now, so away we go. Now, look at his horse. He is going flat stick. Look at the trees, the wind against him, so he's going against the wind. The birds are all caught with their wings down, but the, up in the sky, we should have five. Sometimes it runs two, three, four. Yeah, five birds, which is the Hierophant, which says you need more knowledge. You need more than to know more. This is a person that totally reacts to things. Wow, and I'm sure we all know a few of those. Well, be careful what I'm going to say, because we're going to get a response. Some people are so defensive about who they are, they don't want to hear they've done anything wrong, and they're right there attacking back. And all that is telling you is that they're scared. They don't want to be wrong. They're right-wrong program. It's huge. So he's off and running. And so as an action, I think you've gathered already, that's not one we want to have. So if you have that attitude, and I'm going to hand some things around in a minute, and if you have that come up, just go take a look at where in your life you may be reacting. Now let's look at the queen. The queen, oh, she's right, she's on the ball over there. So is Lynn. The queen is a fascinating, because when you look at her, she's got beautiful butterfly crown. She's, well, there's some other symbology on her wrists that I'm not too, it's about being tied at one point. The clouds are down, the trees are fairly stationary. There's an openness in the moons down in here as well, and I'm bringing that to a point. You'll see the crescent moons are open, and the butterfly below in his throne is also open. I mean, it's lit, it's open, cast in stone. But, and she's got her hand down. But look where that sword is. It is defending her heart. I love you, I care about you, but don't come too close. And I'm sure we all know, even ourselves, where we don't open our hearts up. I mean, I know I've gone to places where I am close, shut my heart down because I didn't want to get quote unquote hurt again. And for a long time, until I realized I was only hurting myself. And I wasn't giving anybody an opportunity to not hurt me. And if they did hurt me, hey, I survived it the first time, so I'm sure it was the second time and whatever times. I'm sure, but it was like, and I was not even totally aware how shut down I was until a person came into my life that was so loving and so caring and so open that I realized, oh my God, I'm like cast on in there. So I had become her accidentally without realizing, because I was protecting, because I didn't want ever again to put myself in a situation where I would be hurt. But to the world, it would not look like that. And that's the key with this particular symbol. Nobody knows because she looks so open, but she's been hurt. Those tassels on her wrist represent the Eight of Swords, where she's tied up in a situation. So now she's broken free. So that knowingness of that. And then the next one is the King. I kind of like the King of Swords. It took me a time to get used to him, but I love his attitude because he's open.
I used to do a reading method, which I don't do a lot now, but I used to hold cards laid out before I spoke, and very often this symbol and the emperor would come together.
Now, you look at him, and he's kind of like there's no wind. His back of his throne, now the butterfly, and with the two crescent moons are encased, meaning his beauty doesn't show. Okay? The crown is the nymph of that era, of that time. But his sword is tilted, and in the sky, there are two birds. Two birds represent the high priestess, which is choice. The one thing I love about this attitude, even though it is stubborn and it is set and probably a conundrum as well, they are open to the intellect. When in my readings, and those that come now, I always do a little numerology thing. People who had a strong one of these, I would just recite the name, how the name was, and what their number was, and everything. And they would be, how do you know that? And they would open like those butterflies. They would just open. Because they're open to logic and reason. You never, ever try talking to this guy about feelings. Ever. You try and talk about feelings here, you won't believe a word you're saying. But you use mental words, words that talk about the possibilities, etc., he will be open to hear you. And that's handy to know when you run into those people that are very rigid and it's got to make sense to them. And I'm sure you all know some of those. So now we go to the last suit. I was a bit concerned about time on this because there's 16 things to talk about. The page. Remember, pages are new, not really set. Again, all pages are absorbed in whatever it is. Even though the page of swords is out, we still kind of, the other three are all absorbed in a small part of the symbology. Now, the pentacles relate to your material world. I call it the material affairs of life. How is your life working? Some people come in for a reading and they have no pentacles at all. And all I say, well, I certainly don't know how this is manifesting. I can tell you how you're manifesting, but I can't tell you that it is manifesting. Some people have great ideas, can't manifest them. Some people have not so great ideas and manifest them well. That's what we call, oh dear, that's not what we wanted. Now, you look here, actually, around him is the most beautiful, it's really nice. And that's what comes up with the pentacles, because life is beautiful. And I often see that little bit of plowed field over here. It looks like a plowed field, but it's a little bit of a stretch of imagination, and you can also see it as a cliff. Now, this page of pentacles is not the fool. The fool walks with faith. This doesn't work with faith. So very often when that comes to my attention, I know they have an attitude of almost misrepresentation of their ability. It's like, come on, we got to see bigger, we got to be more aware, and not be so concentrated on whatever. That's all I want to say there. The knight is the third procrastinating attitude. He's up too, so that's good. Sometimes in readings, it's important to wait for a certain length of time. But if you have an attitude of waiting for the right time, waiting for the right this or that or the other, believe me, you have a procrastinational element. He's sitting, and oh, by the way, greenery on his head, and the horse has lots of ideas, lots of thoughts. And he's got a field over here that needs plowing. He's been plowed. He needs to be seeding. Now we know the farmer has to wait a certain time to seed his land. But if you have, in a reading, if I get two or more of the three procrastination symbols,
then we know that they're a procrastinator. And they'll be procrastinating, as I said, with the king, because they're not sure what's going to happen. So they may lack faith in themselves, or again, tiny but tiny. When I see it this often in these, what happens is it's an attitude. And very often, we have this guy coupled with the Knight of Swords. And then, you know how that works? You're going to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, because you want to do it right. And then you feel all of a sudden, oh my goodness, I'm going to miss the boat. And then you rush out to do it, and guess what? Everything you were scared that was going to happen happens. Because you didn't use that Nine of Cups, that slow and sure, taking things as you get them, adjusting, etc. And then they go back and so they wait and wait and wait again. Because they don't want to make that mistake again. Boy, I can't tell you how many clients I've had with that pattern. So I sit down and we talk about it. You want to succeed? This is what you need to do. Because really, to me, when we read for, whether it's for ourselves, even though we don't always like what it shows, or others, is really to get the life working. Because from my position, all I want is every person to succeed in their lives to the maximum possible. Now, when we look at the queen, okay, good, it's okay, I think she's on top of it now. The queen is delightful and is another one that we kind of like to have around. She sits in her garden with a bunny rabbit, so there's abundance, you know that. And she has a very large pinnacle on her lap that she's looking at. Now, the key to this symbol is the rose briar above the top of her head. Roses, red roses, are desire. So she desires something, but it's encasing her. And I find one of the major elements of life is acceptance. And to me, this queen depicts the acceptance of situations as they are, because she cannot change them, but it does not alter how she is in relation to her life. So we want this form of attitude. We want to be able to accept things as they are. We want to be able to look at and know that everything comes together really, really well, which is great. And then we go to the king. I'm going to get you to hand those. They can take one. Trisha's going to hand you a little, just take one of the cards in there. There are four of each, there's 16 court cards. So I've made four, because I know roughly usually how many people we have here. So whatever you get is yours. Yeah, make sure they're not sitting, because I tried to shuffle them all up. Anyway, so we're going to talk about the king while this goes around, because I hope to have time to field a couple of questions. The king is, again, one that we really wanted to see. Oh, I thought I saw that up there.
Yeah, no, it's too small. Let me see what it's going
to be. Okay. Well, I'm going to...
He's here somewhere.
Yeah. Just find him wherever he is. The king is... has his material world in command. This is another one that we really want to be. He has everything. He's got abundance. But the key here, too, is his crown of these roses and lilies. And the roses and lilies come in the magician of the higher canon, which is number one in the higher canon, talking about the red roses of desire and the white lilies of aspiration. So he's aspiring. He has this. He's achieved it. He's got his leg is encased in iron. He is able to see it, perceive it. He's full to find his life. Life is not for someone to go and find a nice little cubby hole or a cave somewhere and hide for life, which I'm not, and I realize I've been saying that. There are some people who choose that path. But for most of us, it's in the trenches. And we come out with our wounds of whatever. And so he's had the fight of life. He's dealt with that. And he's overcome it. And now he's in his castle, and everything is there, and he's aware. He's very aware. So how's that little bed doing? I was hoping that we get around. Because, anyway, what I wanted to do, because I love questions, and although this is like 16 symbols of 78, to recognize that how you are responding to your life is really what sets up. One of my little sayings is that it's how you handle things is what determines the next thing. And that's why you can tell you can change your life. If you know how you're thinking, feeling, and responding, you can make changes to have things work for you. And of course, all my other, my clearing work supports a lot of that when people are stuck. So anyway, you guys, just a second before you start talking away, anybody who's got a card so far wants to, because I just put little snippets on it. Does anybody want to say something in relation to it? Yes?
So what does this mean? Is this like supposed to encompass what we are right now?
Well, then it would be an attitude, you would pick a card that has an attitude that relates to you. What'd you get? Yeah, well, and so you're moving forward really well. Pat on the back. Yes?
Can I ask a question? Why all the pentacles have a yellow background?
Because most symbols either have blue and some have yellow. And yellow represents the mind, and so there is that intellectual capacity there. Because in the pentacles, we want to be able to manifest everything into the world. And then the only one that really creates the two, the page and the knight, represents a block there. Anybody else before I finish up? Yes?
Knight of Wands.
The Knight of Wands. Well, I was saying, oh, my goodness, exactly right. Moving forward, going ahead. That's what you do. Charge at that time.
What did I do?
Yes, Ellie.
Queen of Cups, that's your mother-in-law, right?
Well, I said that. Because she didn't always see things the way they were. That's all. So the thing is, the Knight of Cups basically is to make sure your imagination doesn't get over the Queen of Cups, sorry. The Queen of Cups is really about not making sure that your mind doesn't get carried away.
Right.
That's all. You don't do that, do you, then?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you don't. The reason I wanted to say why I wanted you to have these is because sometimes we do not see who we are. Because we're in it. So that's where the tarot really works really well, because we get to see another way in which we can see. I'm going to take one more person if they have one. Yes?
Knight of Cups.
You got which?
Knight of Cups.
Oh, the Knight of Cups also. So again, moving forward with ease. I think that says that on there, going forward and being able to create. So on that note, I really, really want to thank you for listening to this. I trust and hope that you've gained a little bit of insight. And bless you.
What is it?
Page of Swords. Do you well.
I got the Page of Swords.